Hello, and welcome to episode 17 of the Sales Training Solutions podcast.
Hi, it's Phyllis Michaelides. Welcome back to our weekly podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about how storytelling as a business strategy is emerging as an essential skill for both business leaders and salespeople in companies of any size. Today, every company needs to create a strategy or a path to follow and share their brand story in multiple channels. It's the only way to build a sustainable business for the future. Choosing the right strategy is important. When executives look out at the marketplace, they see that the target audience and the means of communication in today's world has changed. We see people connected electronically in many ways, but we also see people disconnecting from network television and newspaper delivery as we once knew them. People want to have a voice and share their opinions. Collectively, these opinions are powerful, and they can have a tremendous impact on the success or failure of your business. People are also more mobile today, so communicating in a way that businesses did in the last century just doesn't work any longer. Data reports show that 89% of email messages are spam or junk mail. I checked this morning and there are over a billion websites, and people see between 3 and 5,000 marketing messages today. And they are brand exposed between 3 and 20,000 times a day. So, how do companies stand out in this sea of information that's useful and otherwise to reach the audience and differentiate themselves? Companies have to get their brand message heard above the noise and through an array of channels. Research from Harvard and Johns Hopkins universities provide evidence that classic storytelling tops everything. So, some companies have even hired what's called a corporate storyteller or the director of corporate narrative. Other companies have hired outside agencies to tell their brand story. And some companies have even hired Hollywood screenwriters and film directors to help them communicate their story. Whatever option you choose, the message is most effectively communicated when told in a story. Experts like Seth Godin and Daniel Pink and Robert Cialdini tell us that stories are remembered 22 times more than facts. That's because they connect with both the hearts and the minds of customers. Brands that tell a compelling story flourish. So let me tell you why it works. It's natural to tell stories, and it's natural for us to listen to stories. Life happens in the stories we tell one another, and when we hear stories, we want to know what happens next. Storytelling's been around for over 27,000 years. Since the days of cave paintings, stories have been a means of communication. Did you know that before the days of writing, successful communication was measured by how much of the story listeners remembered? In communicating your brand message, you want people to remember you, not for a few minutes and not for a few weeks, but for years. Storytelling is an art, and you can master the structure that's connected and engaged audiences, tracing all the way back to the days of Aristotle. He said persuasion has three components: ethos, which appeals to credibility, and it accounts for 10%. Logos, which appeals to logic, accounts for 25%. And the greatest appeal is pathos, which appeals through emotions. Stories address all three of these components and allow your brand message to reach both the hearts and the minds of your customers. Research shows that when you tell your brand story, it evokes strong responses in the brain of your customer. Let me share with you what happens in the brain of your customer when you tell your brand story. The visions and emotions in your story reach out and connect with the emotional side of her brain. This side is creative, imaginative, and empathetic. It focuses on the big picture and how it makes her feel. Your story comes to life in this side of her brain as it's being told. That's important because it's here that decisions are made. When you weave the important facts into the narrative of your story, they reach the left side of her brain. It's logical and analytical. It focuses on details and the organized scientific data. It's the stuff PowerPoint presentations are made of. Here, in the logical left side, your customer justifies the decision that the right side of her brain has already made. So, stories are powerful because they connect with both the right and the left side of the brain. Let me take a minute and walk you through the structure of a good story as Aristotle, Shakespeare, or Andrew Stanton, creator of Toy Story and Finding Dory, would organize it for a business. A great story has certain key elements that make it both compelling and persuasive, which is just what you want. All great stories have heroes with names and characteristics to bring the hero to life. They generate emotion because they contain details about the people involved and how they felt about the situations and challenges they faced. Stories allow your customer to feel that emotion and envision what would happen to the hero if he didn't take action or what happens when he does. They feel that emotion in terms of a positive opportunity gained or a lost opportunity, or perhaps the positive or negative impact on their business. The feelings and the details then spark the customer's imagination, and they get transported right into the story without even realizing it. In their mind, they can see the action occurring, and they can even envision themselves in that same situation. Next, complications occur. Here's where good stories are authentic, and therefore customers believe them. Change is never easy. There's always some doubt, conflict, or tension, so you have to include it, or your story won't seem real. For example, your customer may be worried about the cost, or the business owner may be hesitant about the return on investment. Perhaps one of the partners just doesn't see the need for change at this point. Then, as a result of his journey, your hero gains an insight. In the movies, this is where the hero meets Yoda or encounters some other catalyst. This causes internal conflict. The hero sees the value, but something is holding him back from making the decision. Then something creates a turning point where the hero must make the change. Perhaps a compelling event has arisen, or he sees the problem is growing, and your hero makes the decision. As a result, he or she undergoes a personal transformation, or they transform their business. Your brand story tells of the unique or key brand characteristics that contribute to the transformation. Then there's the falling action or movement toward the resolution. It's called the denouement. In the end, there's a lesson or a value to the story. What did your hero gain as a result of the decision to make the change or purchase? If you tell a story about a previous customer to make the point, the main character is then the hero who led the company through the transformation. If you tell the story as a transformation coach, it's the person who decided to make the purchase. Let me give you an example. Your hero was a couch potato. You coached him and helped him realize that he needed to make a change to a healthy lifestyle. Eventually, he realized the value of exercise and healthy eating. He opened a fitness center, and now he's prospering as an advocate of fitness and healthy living.
You're listening to Sales Training Solutions.
Professors of neuroscience at several universities have studied what impact stories using this structure had on the brain of listeners by using functional MRIs to study their brain waves. They found that the same areas of the brain are illuminated when a story is told as when the person actually experiences the emotion. They also found that the brains of the storyteller and the listener experience the same response to questions regarding the content of the story. That means by telling a story you put your listener in sync with the struggle and the success of the hero. Stories are the best way to package ideas. They keep your prospect open-minded and they generate interest because they want to know what happens next in your story. They become connected and engaged with your brand and your story. If you doubt the impact of a story, just imagine your favorite movie. Were you hoping your hero would win over the villain? Of course you were. That's what makes a story work. Your customers want to be engaged, and you want them engaged and retelling your brand story. Carmine Gallo, he's the author of Talk Like TED and The Presentation Secrets of Steve Jobs, says that ideas are the currency of the 21st century, and customers are willing to exchange both time and money for those ideas. So let me tie this back to your strategy and a unified company message. You not only want your customers telling your story, you want your employees engaged and telling your story as well. That takes two elements. First, you have to have created a strategy and a unified business story. There can't be different interpretations of the company mission and values. This is in an age of transparency. It seems that people share everything. So when you have different stories circulating, people may share half of a story or the wrong perspective on a story. And with the ease of sharing on the internet or on a call-in media program, it can be disastrous to your brand. So you need to create a story or a narrative that provides a structure or a skeleton that includes your mission and your values. Along with it should be some example stories that demonstrate the values in action. How do you live your values? Second, it's important to create an environment in which your employees are engaged and they feel appreciated. You can find out more about that in our blog post or by reading the book, Joy Incorporated by Mike Sheridan. When your employees are engaged, feel valued and happy, they share your brand story without even asking them to do so. It's amazing what can happen when customers and employees are happy. Just ask Zappos. Customers and employees came to its defense with great positive stories when Kanye West made some negative remarks about Tony Hsieh and Zappos products in a podcast. Brands that have told a good story and lived that story flourish. We're connected now more than ever before. So when you have a clear and compelling message, it's shared over multiple media channels. I'll give you a few examples of companies that are sharing their brand story and reaping the benefits. Mike Sheridan of Menlo Innovations, it's a software company in Ann Arbor, Michigan, was unhappy with his experiences in the software industry. For many that work in that industry, it meant long hours, mismanaged projects, and low quality results. Mike knew there had to be a better way. He purposely created a joyful culture for his employees. These employees develop innovative products that in turn have customers telling their story and profits soaring. People come from around the world to discover Mike's business style and gain insights. The Virgin Air brand story tells how Sir Richard Branson made flying a good experience again. He and his employees have reinvented domestic and international air travel and gained loyal fans in the process. Branson started the original Virgin Airline out of frustration. He flew airlines with poor food and entertainment, less than friendly crews, and they lacked flat beds in the upper class on international flights. So he chartered a secondhand Boeing 747 and started offering flights dramatically improved in all of those areas. He has a loyal following, engaged employees, and a thriving business, while his competitors have gone under. Then he started Virgin Blue in Australia in 2000 and Virgin America in 2007. Now customers are sharing the brand story on multiple continents. If you look, Virgin has a uniform strategy built on the same values, telling the same story. It not only shares the brand story and its strategy, it lives that story throughout all the Virgin Airlines. You can join these great companies and create a strategy that incorporates your brand story and get your customers and employees sharing your story. As a result, you, your employees, and your business will flourish. And your customers will be delighted as well. Well, that wraps up our podcast for today. I want to thank my business partner, producer, and audio engineer, John Schweitzer, for his great work with me on today's podcast. Join me next week. I'll share more hints and tips. I appreciate your feedback, so please send your questions, comments, or give me a topic suggestion at phyllis@salestrainingsolutions.com. Visit our website, www.salestrainingsolutions.com. There are resources available to you under freebies. You can also join our bi-monthly newsletter and get our free ebook on storytelling, the secret to sales success. The link is on our website, right next to the podcast and blog post. Watch for our free upcoming mini course on sales and storytelling for business. Everything I've mentioned is absolutely free. Our site is filled with tools, tips, and resources to help you achieve your personal best. Well, that's all for today. Thanks so much. Bye-bye till next time.
You've been listening to Sales Training Solutions. Visit us at salestrainingsolutions.com to find out more about improving your sales skills.